Hello, I'm Anderson Cowan, and I have got a movie to make. And this is I've Got a Movie to Make, week 64. And I come to you for second week in a row from an undisclosed faraway location where fantastic things have been happening for, if I was one of those people, I'd say for my spiritualityness, for my spirit, for my soul. I know for my psyche, it's doing that. There it is, psyche. Yeah, it's doing really good things for my psyche. I've not been watching movies. I have not been reading about movies. I've been thinking about them. I've been thinking about my movies. I've been thinking about what I want to do, but I have not been really doing what it is that I normally do week in, week out. I've been dealing with a boy, and he's fantastic. I have no complaints, even though it's difficult traveling with a 3.5-year-old, Like right now, we're in a tiny little room, just him and I. I should also say this is the second time that I've done this. I did this a few days ago. Could not upload it because of the weak Wi-Fi where I was at, and I kept uploading it. I'm like, why am I spending so much time trying to upload something that's not even that good? I had nothing to say. So, in fact, I thought he would actually kind of be a part of this, but he realizes that daddy's working, so he's tiptoeing around the room being quiet. I even have walkie-talkies to play with. Officer Addy, are you in?
I got it.
Maybe he was pretending there was a Bigfoot in the bathroom. I don't know. So here's the deal. I have nothing. I literally nothing. I got a couple of videos that I meant to watch as far as approaching named actors for your. I don't know if I'm even going to learn anything more about that. I know what I need to do. I just need to. There's a Bigfoot. There's not a Bigfoot though. But I literally, guys, I have nothing. You know what I've been doing? I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been so indulgent in these last week and a half of taking time off, which I tend not to do. Usually when I'm out of town and taking time away, I still check in and do the shows. I've only done half of the After Disaster. I did like 20 minutes last night. I'm really checked out. I'm actually watching the rest of Patriot, my favorite show ever, which I haven't even had the time to watch all of. Yes, season 2 does definitely take a dip, but I have 3 episodes left. Every night after the boy and the lady, though, the wife, friend of mine, love of my life, they fall asleep. I was working a little bit. I'm like, dude, just stop it, relax. That's how lame I am with myself. Where Patriot, I've never felt happier. I've never been so enthralled with the television program ever. I love Patriot, and I watched season 1, and I watched every episode 3 or 4 times. I would just have it on the background while doing busy work or studying for the film vault or, you know, doing research or doing stuff like busy work for the films and stuff. That was just kind of like my background theme of my life. Patriot was for many months. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch the rest of season 2 when I have time. I literally have not had time where I thought, oh, yeah, you know what? You're entitled to sit down and watch an hour long or 45 minute long episode of Patriot. I just, if I have time away from the boy and the wife, I should be watching a movie so that I can report about it on one of the programs, because that's what I do. So I've actually been indulging to the point where I'm watching. I plan on completing it before I get home. I have 3 episodes left. Every episode I watch, I do laugh quite loud, and I have to stifle while they sleep because we're in a hotel room together. Anyways, there's nothing. I have nothing. Filmmaking, information, the quest. I have nothing. I've been fretting about, like, well, if you do another one, it'll be better. This one's worse than the last one. Now I have huge regret about erasing the last one. You know what I am going to do, though? This is film related, and as soon as I'm done here uploading this, we have a sliding glass door in our hotel room, and I have a friction arm, which, if you don't know what a friction arm is, and you have a camera, any kind of camera, really, whether it's a DSLR, mirrorless camera, or, you know, anything that takes moving pictures. You could even use your iPhone on it, I guess, and they have an attachment for it. But I have a Manfrotto. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Manfrotto, made in Italy. And it's this contraption that has a clamp on it, which they sell separately. And then it has like a joint and then a place where you gear where you attach the camera. And you can clamp it onto just about anything, a table. Careful, buddy, that could fall and break, and that would be bad times. And you can onto a desk, onto a the front of your bike if you saw on the handlebars. That's how I've been getting some cool shots with the boy and I, and I'm excited to, as soon as this I got this thing posted, we're gonna have some fun with the friction arm. We're gonna clamp it to the sliding glass door, and we're gonna get some really sweet tracking shots. Yeah, it's gonna be sweet. I highly recommend the friction arm. They're not the cheapest things, about $140 to get you a good one, but it allows you to do really cool angles and have fun with any kind of production you might be doing. So yeah, you know, I'm still keeping the eye busy while I'm out, you know, doing things with the wife and the boy, but I'm not doing the busy work. Like, my to-do list has been stagnant, which kind of freaks me out. To-do lists. Okay. Hey, thank you very much for listening. Sorry I had nothing to add. Friction arm. That's all I have to add. Back at the grind next week. I'll be back home side, and I will have more information as far as what this is. Oh, no, time is it's slipping through the fingers. The hourglass, the sand. I can see it. Like the days of our lives. It's mounding. The bottom is mounding. The top is getting ever so thin. What is it? 64. This is week 64. Let me do some 36. 42. Oh my God. I have like exactly a year. Just about exactly a year from right now. Oh no. I mean, years fly by, especially the older you get. This freaked me out. I was talking to the wife about this. High school, right? 4 years for most of us. Some people get through it earlier. Some people take a little longer. I went through it. Took me 4 years to get through high school, like pretty much everybody else, right? The boy is about to turn 4. Freaks me the F out that I've been a dad for the equivalent of an entire high school career. Because I remember high school seemed like it was half my life, which I guess was, like, technically it was almost like a quarter of my life. Because, you know, all right, I don't need to do like fractions, whatnot for you. You know what I'm saying. But yeah, time does fly. 52 weeks left of this thing. If I don't get it done, if I don't get it on and cracking, if I don't get it moving in the right direction, this is going to be over either way. But no more CCP. No more me doing what I think it is that I'm supposed to be doing. Scary. Oh, I almost made the entire feed a couple weeks ago about a conversation I had with a wife, but I realized that that's probably not fair to her since she's not on. I would like to have her maybe on here. Like, hey, that might be interesting. I don't think she'd do it. She knows little to nothing about this here feed. But she essentially, you know, because she's privy to what kind of business group is doing, and she sees my frustration that we're not using any kind of controversy or the hate of the hate crime of the crime, the hate groups, you know, attacking it, which was my plan all along. Like, everything that I wanted to accomplish it happened. But what didn't happen was no one took the ball and ran with it, which you guys know the frustration I've had because I've been talking about it. And I was talking to the wife about it a little bit. You know, she could tell I was frustrated, and she was hearing about their latest reports for the Q1 2020. Essentially, our first full 3 months reports that we got back on the movie. And she, you know, was essentially looking at me like going, hey, you know, it's nearly impossible to make in this business. And I don't want to be the wife of somebody who's just, you know, constantly chasing some wacky dream. And I'm like, no, honey, we're closer than you might realize. And she goes, are we? Oh, I'm doing that thing that I said. And it's not fair. I'll see maybe if she'll want to come on. Now, you know what? Perfect time, because we're right at the 1 year mark, or we will be next week will be the first week of the last year. I don't know. All right, so yeah, maybe she'll. You know what? As soon as I'm done with this, friction arm, post this up, and I'm gonna talk to the wife. It might be a good time while we're all together and say, hey, hon, you want to grab a second mic? Maybe you can share mine. We can cuddle up and we could talk. All right, it could be interesting. Let me know if you think that's a good idea. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. If you like stickers, it's the same deal. Just give me your address. Send it to anderson@andersoncowan.com. I will talk at you next week with a more appropriate episode. Wow, this is almost exactly 10 minutes. If I ramble for another 15 seconds and waste 15 more seconds of your life, and I guess mine too. Hey, get away from my dragon fruit. That is not for you. And get away from my Swiss Army knife. That is definitely not for you. Rambling, wasting more of your life, my life, everyone's life is being wasted right now. But here's the thing. I'm about to go friction arm it up and ask the wife if she'll be on this. All right. 10 minutes. Tight. Talk to you soon. Bye.